Okay, Sunday night, Mar Halacha and Chavis Halavis, early Yud Gimel Mar Cheshvin. I don't know how many people come here to Daven Moshe Shabbos, or wherever you Daven Moshe Shabbos, but there's a minig in many kehilos to sing two kapitlach tillim before Ma'ariv, the David Baruch Hashem Tzuri, which is the basically the last Mizmor and Tillim right before what we call Ashrei and the Hallelukos. And then we sing L'Mnaseach Beneginos Mizmor Shir, which is Tehillim Samach Zion. So you say, okay, very nice songs, very beautiful, we sing. It's not always going to be like last night, but it's still nice to sing it. So the Mishneh Berurah and the Prima Gadim talk about Tillim Samach Zion, singing it Motzei Shabbos, saying it, singing it. If you look at the words of the Tillim and think about what they mean, which, okay, but let's say you do. So it turns out that these are psukim where we're actually davening to Hashem. We're asking Hashem to grant us Hatzlacha and Elokim Yechonenu Vivorcheinu. So it was picked because it's sort of a tefillah to Hashem. And we're saying the words of this perek. I'm not talking about the other perek now. I'm talking about this perek. Elokim Yechonenu Vivorcheinu. But it's seen in the Prima Gadim as basically a plea for Hatzlacha in the coming week. And the Mishneh Berurah therefore says, in the name of the Prima Gadim, he wants to know why when Motzei Shabbos is Yontiv, it's not sung. That's the Prima Gadim's question. Why when it's Yontiv Motzei Shabbos? So he says, this reason, that reason. And he says, finally, you know, this is really a tchina, it's like a tefillah. And on Yontiv, you don't make pakoshas on Yontiv, and therefore it's not said. So he says, but if so, what are you doing saying it's Shabbos for? And therefore he says, Roy Loma Mizmozeh, you should only sing it once it's already dark outside, which we do it right before Meir, because Gary Stern's not here, but you can check up on the time when he says it. A minute and a half, I think, before. No, by the time he gets up to here, it's probably a half a minute or 20 seconds before the time of Ma'ariv. And therefore, you could say it. That's the Prima Gadim. Now, it's not so clear, some things, because the Mishneh Berurah says in another place that the reason you say Atochen Antonu at the place we do in Shmoneh Esrei is before we embark upon Tfilos to Hashem, you say Atochen Antonu, but here we're saying this, so it's not so clear. That's a question. It's also not so clear, like, there's not like one pasuk of a tchina there, and it's nice words. It's like v'yitam lecha, really. It's words of bracha, it's words of hatzlacha. So, but that's what the people, and then the ma'aseh, that's the maskana of the Mishneh Berurah, that you should only say it mishatechshach. You should only say it mishatechshach. Others do say that it's a nice way of being malave and the malka, with shiros, with tishbachos, and it's just beautiful words and a beautiful song. But the ma'aseh, the bottom line is that you do only say it mishachashecha, because it is perceived or seen or primarily a bakosha to Hashem. So next time you sing it, you should know that you're asking Hashem for something. Okay, we're now learning the Chavis Halvavis. We're at the very end of Shara Bechina, even though I've said that many nights already, so I said it again. Okay, and now he says the final statement. He says, is I want you to imagine, Achdamei Atzmacha Ba'olam, compare yourself to a child, El Yelad Hanolad Babor Masar HaMelech. He's coming off of saying that even if you do the whole Shara Bechina the way you're supposed to, and even if you think about these things and you are amazed at the Neflos Hashem, it still doesn't compare to what Hashem is and everything He does, right? You've thought about a small sliver of what Hashem does, and you should always keep that in mind. So he says, imagine there's a Yelad Hanolad Babor Masar HaMelech. He's born in a dungeon, maybe he's born to a prisoner. V'chomol Olav HaMelech, the king had pity on this child. V'tzilavo B'chol HaTovlo, he says, I'm going to take care of you. He gave him food and clothing. The child grew up, Achagodol V'hiskil, but he was in the dungeon, he wasn't taken out. But all of his needs were taken care of. Any of them, U'muchus Min HaBor Mashi Yeshbo. He doesn't know about the world outside. He doesn't understand. This is his whole world. In this room, maybe two rooms, whatever it is. And all his needs are being met by the Melech. The Melech likes him. He takes baths. He has everything he needs. And the king's agent would visit him always and bring him kol ma shesarach lo, ner, machol, mishtek, sus, behodio, and this shliach of the king told the boy, ki whoever a melech, it's the king that's providing you with all these things, and everything that's being given to you belongs to the king, and you really should thank the king for it and praise him, and because he's providing you with all these things. For Amar, wow, he says, Ani Mishabeach Baal Habor Hazeh, I'm praising the master of this room, of these two rooms, Asher Kochani Le'eved Lo, V'Yizdani, and he gives me B'chol Tovoso, V'Som Eino V'Libolai, and he's mamish taking care of all my needs. He owns the whole dungeon, and still he's taking care of me. So Amalo Ashliach, so the Melech said, don't be a fool. You're being Mavazah the Melech. You think he's the Melech over this dungeon. He's the Melech over the whole, there's a whole world out there. There's a whole Medina out there. There's a whole land out there. He has lands, Mashallah Yusuf and Meirov. And you're not the only servant he has. He has hundreds and thousands and millions of servants that he provides for. And you're just a little, small little sliver of what he's doing. And he pays attention to you. He's paying attention to millions of people. So the boy said, listen, I don't know any of their mashas or charta. I basically don't know what you're talking about. I hear the words, but they don't mean anything to me because this is my world. What I know about the king is what I see and what I experience. And I see and I experience this room and these two rooms and the food I get and all my needs are taken care of. So what do you want from me? He's a wonderful king and I'll praise him, but like I can't relate to what you're saying. So Amalo Ashliach, Emor, repeat after me. Ani Mishabeach HaMelech HaElyon, Asher En Ketz L'Malchuso. His kingdom knows no bounds. V'lo Tachlis V'tavot V'chazdo. V'ani K'lo Choshev, and I'm like a small negligible thing. V'inyoni Ani Klumel V'Yigodi Yucholto. But, okay, that's what you have to understand. V'heven Anar Me'en Yemel, so the boy kept saying those words, and finally it dawned on him that he's a speck in the king's malucha, and memela, the greatness of the king increased in his heart, and as much as he appreciated that the king gave him everything he had, as this dawned on him that the king has much more going on in his life and in his malchus than this dungeon and this kid, so he started appreciating the king's tova even more, because he's paying attention to him when he has all this going on. And they go to ma'aloso miut chashivus hanar b'malchuso. What's this kid compared to the whole malchus? Vayigdulu matanoso leslos. It's now even more amazing and more unbelievable and more precious that this king who has this whole malchus is taking care of him. That's the end of the story. It's a nice story. We like stories, but think about the story. And again, I say to you that the Chavis HaLovis lived 1,000 years ago, and our knowledge of what's going on in the universe is so much greater than his knowledge from what he knew about the universe 1,000 years ago. And he says in the Marshall, you look at the cosmic space that's going on in the universe, we don't know what's going on in a small patch of land in this world, the whole planet, what's going on in outer space, what's going on up there by the stars and the constellations. So we say Kodosh, 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 Hashem Tzvakos, Moloch HaLoretz Kvodo. Is Bonein Ochi HaMoshel HaZeh. So think about this Moshel with the boy in the dungeon. Uvachon also, and think about it, and use it, and master it. V'hovein Minyan Abor Yisbarach Kathiyu, and you'll have some understanding of Hashem, so to speak. V'yigdol Mein Echa, and then you'll, as much as you appreciate everything He does for you that you learned in Shar HaBechina, but when you think about Hashem and His complete Malchus over the universe. Yigdal beinecha mashachanoncha mituva v'chaslo shosom olov eno l'tova v'chal briyozov. He's looking at you, he's taking care of you. And he has other business to take care of all of them. V'habit al sifro, look at the Torah, mitzvois of l'chukov bein ha'gadula v'tavar ha'mashal ha'rav ha'mor v'agadula v'shatimtzach b'libcha l'mishe timtzach b'yodo yimin ha'tov yasub b'nei miyodom. So imagine all the tovas being bestowed upon you. Imagine how little Hashem needs you. He cares about little old you. So you should take his mitzvah seriously, and you'll listen to him, and you'll realize his godless bin his bone, and you have to think about it. You have to think about the story and realize that it's applicable. And he ends up with a bracha on us all. Hashem should allow us to be from the people who truly serve him. Amakirim inyan etovaso, as we're going to learn in Shara Vodas Alokim next, Blined the Mitzashem, everything is now an outgrowth and a totsa'ah of appreciating his goodness. Amakirim inyan etovaso, amen, nishlam shar hasheni. Hashem Ekro Vayan Haini.